A tremendous chus today, Rabbi Sai. Sure made time for us, even though he's his mom running to the airport. A tremendous, tremendous chus before Kabbalah Satira to hear from Rav Shor Shlita.
Breshus. Shleimus HaKol to Koyma Shleimo from top to bottom, everybody. Sunday morning to come early to get together is alone a very big schus. We read in yesterday's parasha, the Torah HaKadosha teaches us that we shouldn't sell the land litzmisus. We shouldn't sell the land for a period that it's always. Torah HaKadosha tells us why. Ki geirim v'teshovim atem imodi. The Torah HaKadosha tells us that we are a ger and a teshov with the Ribbono Shel Olam. A ger and teshov are opposite meanings. A ger means somebody that's a guest, somebody that's not in his place. A teshov means somebody that lives there. So the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us we have two things. We're geirim and we're teshovim. Let us try to understand what it means we are gerim and what it means we are teshovim. Why is a ger called a ger? What does it mean when a person goes in a place that he doesn't belong and he's there, he's a ger? Let's try to learn the word, the shayrish of the word in Lashon Kodesh. We find by Akasha Rebbehema, we find the Lashon Mala Gera. We find that when he chews his cud, he brings up his food again, it's called a Mala Gera. We find in Lashon Kodesh that the word ger also could mean that you pull something, geirer. When you pull something, it's called geirer. All three be'etzem are the same thing, meaning the following. When a person goes, for instance, on a business trip to China, why is he there? To bring back something from where he is. He wants to bring something back with him. So he's not there to be there. He's there to take something with him, to pull something out from there. That's why it's called a ger. When a person is not in his place, he's there to pull something out, to bring something from where he is, to take something out. For instance, what you just said, on a business trip. Someone goes even on a pleasure to some place. Where is he going? He wants to learn something. He wants to see something nice. He wants to bring back with him something. That's why it's called a ger. So we understand that a ger is be'etzem, the true meaning of the word ger is to pull something out. Let's go to the simplest type of a ger. Somebody converts. Why is that person converting? Do you know that Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that when the Ribbono Shel Olam went around from one nation to another nation and asked them if they want to accept the Torah, each nation said no. But was that everybody in the nation, or were there some in the nation that wanted to accept? Every nation, there were a few people that wanted to accept. Those are the Gerim that are all the Deiris. Those are those Neshamas that were there that wanted to accept the Torah. So when we bring a Ger, we are taking out Kedusha that's lying in the Umas HaOlam, and we're bringing it to us. So that's also the reason why it's called a Ger. Because we're taking out the Kedusha that's there and we're pulling it out to us. So we understand that the word Ger in all the meanings mean the same thing. Why is a person on this world? For what reason are we here in this world? We're here in this world for the same reason. We're here in this world to take things from this world, to take out things from this world. We're not here on this world to be on this world. We're here to be gerim on this world, to do a job in this world, to take out Kedusha for this world, to bring back Kedusha to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the meaning of a ger. So across the board, we understand that the meaning of gerus is the meaning to take out something, to bring something from one place, from place where it's obscure, from the place where it's lost, and bring it back to where it belongs. The same is true in our work in this world. In our work in this world, we are truly gerim. Teshovim, we are in Olam Haba. That's where we are teshovim. We're not teshovim on this world. On this world, we aren't a teshov. On this world, we're here to be gerim. We are teshovim in the world to come. So we have a basic meaning, gerim v'teshovim. A yid has two parts to him. This world is a ger, In Olam Haba is a Toshav. In Olam Haba is a Toshav. We have one time a week when in this world we are Toshavim. When is that one time a week on this world when we are Toshavim? That time is Shabbos. Shabbos, a person has Be'atzem Shvisa. He finds a place Shabbos. Al Yetze Ishme Mekoimai. A person is Koina Mokoim on Shabbos. He has a Mokoim in this world on Shabbos. Look at the word Gerim. V'toshovim. The word V'toshovim has the osios Yom Shabbos. When the Yom Shabbos, a person becomes a toshov. On Shabbos Kodesh, a person has the koyach to become a toshov. Because Shabbos is me'en olam haba. And Shabbos, we have somewhat a shvisa on Shabbos. We become sheves on Shabbos. We find a place on Shabbos. We find a place on this world on Shabbos. That is the metzias of Gerim and toshovim. So we have two avedas. We all know that the Gemara teaches us that we learn the dinim of Gerus from Matan Torah. The Gemara tells us, how do we convert somebody? The Gemara tells us in Krisus Daf Tes that just like Klal Yisrael went into Bris with Mila Tvila, so too in Deiris, every Ger comes in with Mila Tvila. The Gemara talks about a Karbim also, that's a separate thing in the Gemara, but the basic Gerus is Mila and Tvila. So we learn from Matan Torah the Inyan of Gerus. What we want to understand is that the Gerus is something that is Negea to us too. Why? The Shemishmu points out a very interesting thing. We know there are certain things that it's hard to do tshuva. In tshuva there are lists. There's Abar Mechusre Kapara. Everyone has a different gather of how much he has to have in order to do tshuva. There is many levels of tshuva. There are certain things that we find in Shulchan Aruch that are very hard to do tshuva. How does a person find himself in this world if there are things that are hard to do tshuva? The Shem Shmuel points out a Meredik Ezach. We find in the Gemara a Lashon, like Tehei Kehenes Kepundikis. A Kehenes should be at least like the Pundikis, like the lady that takes care of the inn. She can't be worse than them. So the Shem Shmuel says a Yid can't be worse than a Goy. A Goy is born from no Sherish of Kedusha. And still the Goy has an ability to become a Ger Tzedek. And when he becomes a Ger Tzedek, he's a full-fledged Jid. We paskin in the Mishnah Bikurim, he could say, Elekei Avram, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov. He becomes a Ben Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. He has such an ability to change himself. If so, every Yid has an ability to become a Ger. That tshuva that the Chazal tell us, that we can't do tshuva, that's only in the level of tshuva. But if you pick up the level to a level of becoming a ger, you can do tshuva on everything. Because it's not worse than a goy. If a goy could be live his life doing everything that a goy does, and one day he decides he wants to become a ger, let me tell you what means becoming a ger. Last week there was a woman, a geyeres. She grew up, I don't know who knows, Brooklyn. She was born in East New York. Her father comes from Guatemala, her mother comes from Ecuador. It's a mitzvah to say this over because it's a chizuk neira. When she was 10 years old, she was taken the first time into church for whatever they do the first time when you're 10 years old, and they gave her to read the Ten Commandments and ask her if she accepts the Ten Commandments. She reads the Ten Commandments and she says, it says, you're not allowed to have idols. What are all these things over here? And she picked herself up at 10 years old and walked out of church. At 10 years old, she said, this is not true. At 10 years old, and she's today a full-fledged Jid. A full-fledged Jid. Le'umaki Sopa, what means a full-fledged Jid? She lives in North Miami Beach. A full-fledged Jid. She went to school, it's something that we should learn. A girl that grew up in East New York talks slang language, talks Gassensprach. She went to school to learn to talk like a mensch, that she should lose her language, that she learned as a child the street language. We try to learn street language. Here you have a girl that understood that she has to go to school to learn that she should drop street language, and she shouldn't be street language. That's touch again, changing the life, making a complete change in life. Every Yid has that koyach to become a ger. Every Yid has a koyach to become a ger. He can become a ger. What do we need to become a ger? We'll soon see. First, we have the ability to become a ger. You know which time of the year is the most opportune time to become a ger? Shavuos, when Klal Yisrael became gerim. I would dare to say that the reason why we read Rus on Shavuos, for what reason we read Rus on Shavuos, there are a lot of reasons why we read Rus on Shavuos. The reason why we read the Rus is because Shavuos is the time of Geiris, so we talk about a Geiris, because that's what the Inyan of Shavuos is. And it means to tell us that we have to accept the Torah in the Oifen of becoming Geirim. The Oifen of becoming Geirim. The halacha by Geiris is, you can't say, I want to accept one and not the other. You need to have a full-fledged Geiris. There's a Meiridiki Gemara. The Gemara tells us that when a Geir comes, you tell him Mitzvah Kalos, and you tell him Mitzvah Chamurais. The Meiri asks a question. If you tell him Mitzvah Chamurais, why do you have to tell him Mitzvah Kalos for? Why do you have to tell him the Mitzvah Kalos for? If you tell him the Mitzvah Chamurais, that's enough already. Why do you have to tell him, if he is ready to accept the Mitzvah Chamurais, then he's sure ready to accept the Mitzvah Kalos. But the Meiri explains, the tendency of a person is not like that. The tendency of a person is, oh, those things that are very important, I'll keep. But the menial things, the mitzvahs kalos, those I won't keep. Those that I'm not ready for that yet. I'm only ready for the big things. The small things I'm not ready to keep. Geirus, you have to tell him mitzvahs kalos, mitzvahs chamuras. He has to take both sides. He can't say he's just going to take the important parts of Yiddishkeit. He has to take the Yiddishkeit in its whole. And that's the koyach of Shavuos, to accept Yiddishkeit in its whole and to make that change in life. And that's why we read Rus, who with such mesiras nefesh was mekabel geirus. That's why we read Rus. It says in Pirish Aradal on Medrash in Rus, a very interesting thing. Maybe it's a little wake-up call, this Radal. It says, when Naomi told Rus that she should become a geiris, she said, where we sleep, Rus answered, Bashatolini Olin, where you sleep, I will sleep. It says in Medrash, we don't sleep in a house without a mezuzah. It says in Medrash that she said, you don't sleep in a house without a mezuzah, we don't sleep in a house without a mezuzah. Asks the Radal, what does this mean? What does this mean? What is this special thing? Even if the house is potter from a mezuzah, even though it's part of a mezuzah, but I don't go to sleep in the outer shmir of a mezuzah. A very interesting Radal, a Talmud from Cheda Agra, a very interesting concept. Of course I don't, and the house doesn't need a mezuzah. I go to a place that doesn't belong to me. I don't need a mezuzah, it belongs to a goy. But it says there, we won't go to sleep in such a house because it doesn't have a mezuzah on the door. Such a different concept of what life means. In today's world, I'm going to say it very clearly, in today's world, most people, the night of the wedding, where do they go? To hotel. It's very interesting that you should start your life in a room that doesn't have a mezuzah on the door. Look at it that way. If the Radal says that there's an inyan of sleeping in a room only with a mezuzah, the first time you're starting your life, you're setting a bias, that a bias should be set up daika in a house that doesn't have a mezuzah, is a very interesting concept, how it's not, how we don't see things in the right light. But let's go back to our nekuda. The Nakoda that the time of Shavuos is the time for Geirus. To get the concept of Geirus right, we have to go back to our first concept of Geirus. Our concept of Geirus is that we're here on this world as Geirim. A person can't change unless he realizes that we're here in this world not to be here. We're here on this world for a tachlis. We're here on this world for a tachlis to be not here. We're here for a tachlis to do things on this world, to pull out from this world, to take the kedusha from this world. That's what we're here for. When a person realizes that tachlis and that tafkid, then he's able to change himself. If a person thinks that this world is his tafkid, this world is the place where he has to be, and that's what he has to do, then it's very hard to change. It's very hard to pull away. So the way to change a person, the way to become a ger, is by looking at the world with new eyes, by seeing the tafkir of the world, by seeing why we're here in this world, what we're here for in this world, what's the reason we're here in this world. When a person will realize why he's here in this world, a person will be able to change and become a ger. Taka become a person that lives on this world haphazardly. He's not here to be here. He's not here to enjoy himself on this world. He's here to take out the good of this world and elevate himself in this world. That's the tachlis of realizing that. The Chavis Havava is tells us what means a ger on this world. And the truth of the matter is, this Chavis Havavos is very much above our level. But even though it is, it can give us the right idea. It tells us a ger, a true ger, a true person that's on the world in the wrong place, means he comes to a nation, he knows, doesn't know the language of the nation, he can't read the signs, he can't talk to anybody, he's one alone. That's the true picture of a ger. The true picture of a ger, says the Chavos Halavos, you're in a nation, you landed by mistake in the wrong country, you don't know what the signs say, nobody understands your language, nobody's able to talk to you, you're one alone on the world. That's how a Yid has to live on the world. A Yid has to live on the world so indifferent to what goes on around him, as if he doesn't know the language around him, as if nothing around him does something, he's alone on this world. What does that mean? Of course, that's the ultimate, what tzaddikim reached to such a madrega. But every person could take that somewhat to his madrega. Every person could take it somewhat, that we don't have to be so involved in everything that goes on in the world. Everybody knows, the more we are involved in what goes on in the world, the more we get influenced from it. We get influenced ourselves. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayis'arvu bagoyim, vayilmedu maseyim. The Rebbe Rav Zisha asks a question. If we would write the Pasuk, we would write Vayis'arvu bagoyim, vayilmedu mimaseyim. We go and learn from their maasim. It shouldn't say Vayis'arvu bagoyim, vayilmedu maseyim. We learn from them. Like the Rebbe Rav Zisha, there isn't a Yid that wants to learn from a goy. Nobody wants to learn from a goy how to act. It's a process of osmosis. You live between them, you automatically become influenced. It's not because you want to be influenced. If it would say, Vayilmedu mimaseyim, it would mean we go and learn by them. Tell me how to act. Tell me what to do. Vayilmedu maseyim means we automatically influence. You live in between somebody, you get influenced from what goes on around you. You become influenced. That's what a person has to see, that vayis'arvu, that taruvais, should be less and less. The less there is vayis'arvu, the less is vayilmedu. The less we are mixed in between them, the more we build a wall between ourselves and the world, the less we have a vayilmedu, the less we learn automatically from their ma'asim. And that's the way we could elevate ourselves. Of course, it's hard to live in a world. We had a president that told us that the technology of the world was to make a global world. A global world, one of our presidents, Amanovel, wanted to do that. He wanted to make a global world. He wanted the world should be a global world. What did he want to do? What did he want to do? He told us what technology is. Technology takes down all barriers. All barriers of separation. There's no barriers of separation. It's a global world. There's no more walls. Everything is one. That's the worst thing for a Yid to be. The worst thing for a Yid to be is global. A Yid has to be the opposite of global. He has to be a ger. A ger means I have no kesher to the world. I'm not global. That's why the world is such a dangerous world. The world is such a dangerous world today because not only do we know what goes on around us, not only are we vayisarvu bagoyim in the goyim that are around us, we're vayisarvu in the goyim in China, vayisarvu in the goyim we bring sushi from I don't know from which medina, and this food from this medina, and we take the whole world into our lives. And the Vayis'arvu Bagoyim is in all the Goyim in the world with the Vayis'arvu. And then the Vayilmedu is a lot greater. The Vayilmedu becomes a lot greater. We become Mushpa, more and more we become Mushpa. So what our Avodah is, now that we're before Shavuos, and our Avodah is to learn to become Gerim in this world. To become in this world, to live in this world as a Ger. To live in this world, not to be a Toshav in this world. A Toshav, Shabbos you become a Toshav. In Olam Haba you become a Toshav. There you find your place. I will say one more Nakuda. A very important Nakuda. A lot of us feel Shabbos out of place. Instead of feeling Toshavim in Shabbos, most of us are the other way. Not saying on the people here, but in the world I find that most people the whole week are very comfortable, and Shabbos they find themselves, they don't have what to do Shabbos. Shabbos they're gerim. Shabbos they're gerim. A whole week they're teshavim. That's because it depends. If you're a whole week a ger, you could be Shabbos a teshav. If a whole week you're a teshav, Shabbos you can be a teshav. It depends. If you're gerim a whole week, if a whole week you live your life in this world as gerim, then Shabbos, you become a Toshav. I repeat something I said yesterday by Pekei Avos, because I think that it's something that we should all realize. We learned in school, when we went to school, we learned about people that came to America, and they had a long trip, and they got tired along the way, they got seasick along the way. What gave them chizuk? When they took a telescope, and they saw that they were close to land, they picked themselves up, they were able to move the ship faster, because it gave them cheshek, because they were close to land. If the ship moved a little bit and they lost sight of land, after a while they lost their cheshek. When they caught sight of land again, it gave them cheshek. The Goyen writes in Yoina, we are in this world a svina hameturefes bayam. all of us are in a ship in a stormy waters, and we have to get to a destination. As we said, our destination is Olam Haba. But we lose ourselves. Why do we lose ourselves? Because we don't see the destination. We don't see land. And if you're on a ship a long time and you don't see land, you give up. And you join the people, you join your people on the ship, and you become what everybody else is. So that's why we lose our time. The Eibishter gave us a telescope once in 7 days. Once in 7 days, the Eibishter gave us a telescope. We could see Olam Haba. The Eibishter gave us Shabbos. That's our chizik to go through the stormy waters. How do you have chizik to go through the stormy waters? You see with a telescope every Shabbos what Olam Haba is all about, what Teshuvim is all about. And when you see what it's all about, you're able to go through the next 6 days. You're able to travel through the stormy waters the next 6 days and go again to a Shabbos. That's our Shabbosim. That's what our Shabbos has to do for us. So if we would elevate ourselves in using the Shabbos right and elevate ourselves in becoming in the world a b'china of Geirim, at least a touch to the b'china of Geirus, and realize that our Teshuvim is Yom Shabbos, our Teshuvim is the Koyach of Olam Haba, we'll be able to be Geirim in this world, we're able to do our job in this world, and we'll be able to elevate ourselves and become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.